Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll be doing the Parshat Tzav, page Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, and Nesim V'Shalom on a well-known Maimer Chazal. This well-known Maimer Chazal, the Rebbe is going to develop, and I expected the Rebbe to go in one direction, and he goes in a very, very interesting direction over here. And it starts with, of course, Kedarko B'Kodesh. What the Nesim V'Shalom generally does is he makes beautiful diyukim in the psukim, and then he explains it b'derech ha'avoida. And here the diyukim are going to be in the description of the Karban Shlamim. Of course, the last of the karbanos that are described in Vayikra is the last, is the Shlamim. And here, when it comes to the Shlamim, it's described in a unique way. V'zois tera zevach ha'shlam asher yakriv la'shem, u'lahalon dabra b'nei yisor le'mer ha'makriv ezevach shlamim, la'shem yovi es karbano la'shem yizevach shlama. B'kli yokor amar al ma shebechol hakarbonos beparsha nema rak toiras ha'oilo oi toiras achatos. In general, when describing the karbonos use the term the toiras ha'oilo. Generally, that means all the details. By the way, that's the explanation for the yeshivisha term that often in yeshivisha parlance, there's the idea of toiras haget, toiras kedushin. We don't say in regards to Tiras Hamatz or Tiras Asuka, but generally this term. So that is referred to in the Torah as Torah is there. It comes from in the Psukim itself. There is a concept. All of the details are Tiras Ha'ila. All the details are Tiras Achatos. But when it comes to Shlomim, top of page Lamed Aleph, V'ilu Kant Kosov V'zois Tiras Zevach Hashlom Asher Yakriv Hashem. Over here, it goes beyond. It says Tiras Zevach Hashlomim Asher Yakriv Hashem. Also, Zevach Shlomo Vlashem. It doesn't say Torah Sa'ola Lashem, Torah Sa'chatos Lashem. Yet, over here it does, in regards to Shlomin. V'gamo, mor od b'shlomim, yodov tivienu eisi she'ashem. The expression of his hands will bring. He madregas miyuchedas, shelo nemar kein zeb b'karbonos acherim. So, Can anybody suggest what's miyuchad in the shlamin? And this is the direction that I had expected the Rebbe to go into. What's the miyuchad in the shlamin? That there's a very beautiful maimer chazal that the Rebbe is going to quote, that the shlamin is different because it makes, than all other kamas, because it makes shalom between Shemayim and Adam. That the Adam also eats, everybody eats from the carbon. The Kohen eats from the carbon. Kaviyofel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the chelik in the carbon. And man eats, the Bailim also eat from the carbon. So that Maimer Chazal is a little bit strange. That itself needs to be explained by Derech Havoida. What the whole thing is, the Shlomim is that the guy's going to get a shtick flesh. The Chura, what we spoke about last week, is that the whole Havoida of Karbonos is the opposite from a shtick flesh. So that requires Hezber. And what the Rebbe is going to do, he's going to quote the Zohar. Mikol Karbonos lo chaviven kumekut shabichu kmo Shlomim. Begin dishtaka shleima bilavitata. So the Zohar basically is going to, it says what we have from the Medrash Tanchuma, and that is that the Shlamim makes peace between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And the Medrash Tanchuma quotes what we mentioned before about the Bailim eating and the Kohanim eating and everybody eating. Well, Medrash Tanchuma kani samakosh baruch zuf chaviu alai mikol apanos gadol mashlam shem oisim shalom ben Yisrael lavim shabashemayim. When it comes to Ola, it's entirely burnt. So I expected the Rebbe to go on and develop the idea of the Milas HaShalom, that the significance of including everybody, that's what I expected him to do. But he goes in an interesting direction. Second paragraph, Lamed Aleph. He says there are two ways we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'avadim u'kivanim. We could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu either as servants or as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kadisa b'tayras avos. The b'tayras avos is one of the first Shlonim Rebbes. Amayda amrinan. Here, Rabbos, I know, post-Pesach, it's hard to think about Rosh Hashanah and and Yom Kippur, but try to store this away for Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olamim im kivanim im kavodim. You know, when I say these words, I feel Rav Aryeh and Rav Eli next to me when I say these words. So they're the beautiful Balei Tekiah. So hayoim yamid b'mishpat. So we say mamish after the Tekiahs. Hayoim yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olamim im kavanim, if we come either as children or like slaves. Shamishpat al ze gufo. So the Torah's Avos had a very interesting take on Hayoim Yamad B'Mishpat. He says, Im Kivanim Im Kavadim, we're in Mishpat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. Is it going to be a relationship of Banim, or is it going to be a relationship of Avadim? Im Avaydasi B'mchinas Banim or B'chias Avadim, Ha'eved, Oyved La'adoni Rak B'dvarim Shenitztav Aleim B'Perish. Of course, an Eved does what he's commanded to do. He doesn't serve the master out of love. He serves him out of responsibility or need. He doesn't have that desire to do a nafas ruach. A true loving relationship between a father and son is that the son wants to do for his father nachas ruach. He tries to think of what he could bring his father happiness. So that's a fascinating shot. Hayoim yamod kamishpat. By the way, this is echoed in Litvish Svarim. I've mentioned in the past, not in the Siva Shalom, but I mentioned in Shabbos Shuva Drashas, that the Sifsei Chaim writes, Zachreinu l'chaim melechofetz b'chaim chasvein b'sefer ha'chaim. He bases himself on the Ramchal, that there are many proofs that the tefillah is not for chaim gufaniyim, but rather it's chaim ruchaniyim. So the Bakasha, the Ramchal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on the Yom Noraim. He judges us also about what type of sefer to put us in. Are we in the sefer of those who serve him, in Nesivah Shalom's terms, like Avodim? Or are we in the sefer that's put into, he brings rayas that the sefer chayim and sefer mason doesn't mean literally chayim and mason, but sefer chayim and sefer mason means those who are living Jews or chas v'chalila dead Jews. That's how the Ramchal develops. That's what the Shifsei Chaim says on Zafreinu L'chaim. So here, and Siva Shalom is saying it in the tradition of Slonim, that's Hayoim Yamod B'Mishpat, that we're in Mishpat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us in what book we are. Do we serve him B'Torah's Banim, or do we serve him B'Torah's Avodid? V'zel Ma'ilos HaMiyuchad Shel Karban Shlom Al-Pnei HaKarban. So that, in the Rebbe says, is what's going on with the Karban Shlom in contrast to all the other Karbanos. A very interesting take. Shekol HaKarban HaShaychim L'B'chinas Avodid. A person sinned, and he knows that there are consequences to his sin, so he needs to rectify it. And even the Ola, which does at first glance doesn't seem to be on a chait, but Ola's bechaper of Ahurei Avera, Hakoshim Avera, Avol Shlomim Einam Bo Mal Chait. The Shlom does not based on chait. This is the meaning. It's not that the Bailam is getting a shtick flesh. That's not the pshad. We started off that the psukim doesn't say in regards to Taras Atos Lashem, but when it comes to Zevach Shlomim, it says Lashem. So here we have a bonus. The Rebbe tells the same story he told us last week. He tells us again this week. We lucked out. And that is the story we read last week, was that the Rebbe of Kubrin fainted in Tefillah Shabbos, when he said, "Vesmusaf Yom HaShabbos is a nasa minaklu fanefa ba'avoso." So he fainted. And afterwards he explained that the idea of the Karbanos is to give entirely oneself, that one's entire essence is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, his guf, kilu gave out. So we discussed last week the significance of that, and now he says, "Madrega zu ibchinas karben shlomim ashiyak l'Hashem shiude makrivatzma l'Hashem yisparach." that person wants to give of himself, wants to be entirely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Rebbe turns it on his head. He says, it's not the Bailim Ochlim is not the Siba for Shalom. It's a Simen for Shalom. Ah, Geshmat. Even a shtick alumnus. Mavura Inyan, Shadafka, Bekarman Shlom, Gama Bailam, Ochlam, Mashenke, Mishar, Kamanus. Mepdesha, Karbonos, Achim, Areim, Mepchinas, Avodim. Vavodim ain't of Ochlam, Al Shulchan, Amelech. Vavodim don't eat Shulchan, Amelech. Avo Shlom, Vitoda, Ain't Mepchinas, Bonim. Ubine, Amelech, Ochlam, Al Shulchan, Aviyam. So it's the pshad is that we're now b'pchinas banim, so we're oichel b'shulchan avinu. That's the shalom that's created. It's not that he's getting a shtick flesh. This might fall into the top then of the siva shalom. Because what he does is he explains an enigmatic maimer chazal. V'zeh inyan d'nachri shav shalom ekrim nosa olos ki l'goy ein shachos b'pchinas banim. Skipping to the bottom paragraph, Alpia Omer Shemilas Hashalom Wa'ala Bing Solavim Shabashamayim Kinasbonim, Yispoir Majmar Machazal, Godel Hashalom She'ena Oilam Snaig El Alpia Shalom, Hatoira Kula Shalom Shemer Derachel Darfinam Vafon Siva Seo Shalom, Ubitfila Chosma Varech Esami Sol Bashalom. The Maral has a long Arifus, and he says that we end Hanavarech Esami Sol Bashalom because Ein Kli Machzit Bracha El Shalom. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many things. But if there isn't Shalom, then none of it sticks. It was just if Chassid Chalila, you're aware of a case of a machlokas, you could have people who have everything in the world but have a bitter, bitter life because they're, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours them. So the Maral says the Ein Kli Machzik Ela Bracha Ela Shalom is pshuto k'mashmo. That what happens is if you have a utensil that has a hole in it, or everything you put inside doesn't stick. It all goes out. But if you have someone who doesn't have a lot, but they have shalom, then whatever they get, that stays in. But if chas v'chalila, there isn't shalom, then all the bracha that a person has just goes out. Va'odit's tapalam beis. Va'odit yonim rabim v'ungav shem benogel l'gadol hashalom. Ma'ilas hashu. Mehai taimam v'tzim v'yuchas inyan hashalom b'kesher l'shabbos. And then he goes on, the Rebbe connects it to Shabbos. So the Rebbe is saying that the ma'ila of shalom is the ma'ila of the carbon, and he's concluding and he's saying that the pshuto kimashmo is also very significant, and that is that never underestimate the chashivus of shalom. But this shalom is not just stam shalom that's a klimaxic broth of shalom. This shalom is the bechina that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nadev osan, to want to give at close nafshenu, that to want to give entirely of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that connects with the idea of karbonos that we spoke about last week. The idea of karbonos in which a person wants to give all of what he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dahainu, what does that mean? That he wants to be entirely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to be separated. That all of his mos, all of his essence should be connected to Kudshei Brich Hu. This is the beautiful take of the Shlamim. For those who want, the Rebbe beautifully goes on and connects it to Shabbos, but we're up to Hilpos Nida right now.